My name is Daniel Klotz. I am 14 years old. Today is November 23rd, 2017, and I'm speaking with my grandmother, Linda, and we are recording in Los Angeles, California. Can you tell me a little bit about your childhood? What were you like as a child?
I was the middle child. I had an older brother, Bob, and a younger sister, Barbara. And I was like to think of myself as the peacemaker, the child who didn't create too many issues, and the one who was considered the easy child. And I had I was loved by both my mother and my father. However, I didn't really have a childhood like one would think of a childhood. I wasn't carefree. I was more goal-oriented, and I was more serious.
Can you tell me about your grandparents or your great-grandparents?
The only grandparent that I knew was my grandma Annie, who was my mother's mother. And she was born in Russia, went to Philadelphia, married my grandfather, and had four children. Then when my mother married my father, who lived on the West Coast, she and my grandfather were both going to come to the West Coast, but my grandfather had a cerebral hemorrhage and died before he had a chance to leave Philadelphia. So my grandmother came, and she lived in an apartment with my Aunt Belle. She was a wonderful cook. She did not read or write. She was uneducated, but she loved to watch the news, George Putnam and the news.
Can you tell me about one of the most difficult moments in your life?
One of the most difficult was probably when I was served papers for a divorce from your grandfather, and I was not prepared. So he had me, I answered the door, and I was served these papers, and then I was in the process of getting a divorce. So I that was a very, very difficult day.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell me about one or two people who have had the biggest influences on your life?
I would say that Coco Chanel was a very famous designer, and she had a big influence on my life because I loved the way she designed clothes, and I appreciated what she did. And then the second person who I'd say was an influence was Golda Meir, who was considered the mother of Israel. And I am on my way to Israel, as you know, and I am very excited to learn more about it.
What advice would you give to your teenage self?
I would say to my teenage self to find something I love to do and do it. Be it design or music or politics, whatever you love to do, God bless you, just do it and enjoy it and build your life around it.
Are there any positive moments or memories from your life that you think shaped who you are today? Are there any negative events or memories that you think have shaped who you are today?
The positive, I would say, is when I met and married Stefan almost 42 years ago, that was a very big step for me and a positive step because I had an opportunity to grow and to find myself, and it was not always easy. I battled a couple of very serious illnesses, and I came through them both with what I consider to be a very good outlook today, which is positive, and I am not ridiculous about it, but I do tend to focus on the positive rather than the negative.
Of the people you have lost in your life, who do you miss the most? What is it about them that you miss?
I would say I miss the most my friend Sandy Gordon, may her soul rest in peace, because she and I had a very special bond that was created when we were kids. We were 12 years old, and she had a serious back problem and had surgery. She had scoliosis. And I remember I took her in the pool, and she lifted up her cast, and we went on a raft and floated around the pool. And we were friends from that time until she passed away a couple of years ago. And I keep a picture of Sandy and her cat, Blue, on my nightstand. And every now and then I touch it, and I feel like she's with me.
Can you tell me one of your happiest memories?
One of my happiest memories is being in the pool with you and realizing that we loved each other and we had each other's back, and that it was a very special moment for me.
Can you tell me about some of the most important lessons you have learned in life?
Well, I have learned to be optimistic and positive, because I feel like people who have that outlook on life live a better life and a happier life. Not to be foolish and to take risks, but to just be more positive than negative.
What are you most grateful for?
I'm most grateful for my family. I am most grateful for my life, that I have been able to be here and enjoy and share very many occasions with my family, like bar mitzvahs and bat mitzvahs and holidays and I'm very grateful that we have been able to buy this unit in the desert in Rancho Mirage and go there and just enjoy nature. I love nature.
Is there anything you want to tell me that you've never told me before?
That I've never told you before? Well, I've certainly told you that I love you. And what would I tell you that I haven't told you before? I have to think about that one. I don't know what I would tell you that I haven't told you. I'll have to think about it.
You can come back. All right. How has your life been different than how you imagined it? Than how you imagined it would be when you were young?
Well, you know, I have to say that I didn't imagine my life too much when I was young. I just lived each day as it came, and I don't really recommend that, because I think that if you have goals and you project into the future, it could be a better way of living and a better way of getting to the goals, because I really don't think I thought too much about that.
How would you like to be remembered?
I would like to be remembered as a loving mother and grandmother, as a realtor, as a good person.
What are your hopes and wishes for me and for my children?
Well, I hope that you are happy in your life. I hope that you find something to enjoy more than many things to enjoy. And I hope that your children bring you much joy and happiness.
How would you describe yourself to someone who has never met you?
I would say that I am kind, a good listener, and a attractive woman.
Tell me about your parents. What was life like growing up?
Well, my parents were, my dad was from the old school, from the old country, and my mother was a very hardworking woman. Neither one of them were very well educated, but they both were successful in their own ways, in their own rights. And I would say that they had a very deep love affair for each other and their children.
Where were our ancestors born?
Dad, your grandfather, your great-grandfather, was born in Kiev, Russia, outside of Kiev, Russia. And he was from a family of rabbis. He came to America on the Chemnitz ship from, I think he sailed from France to Philadelphia when he was 16 or 17 years old. And so he was 16 years old when he came to this country, and he landed in Philadelphia on Ellis Island. He was one of those immigrants, and his brothers were supposed to pick him up at the port, but they didn't come, so his quote-unquote aunt Bertha came and picked him up and took him back to Philadelphia, and then he joined the Navy. He was one of the only Jews in World War I in a submarine, and he was the cook. And then that ship was torpedoed, and he wanted to go down with the captain, and the captain said, no, you have to go up and live your life. And so he did. And my mother was born and raised in Philadelphia from a very poor to middle class family. And she went to work at a very young age in a shoe store, and she worked her way up to management. And then she met my father, and they came to California, and she brought her whole family to California.
Are there any lessons you have learned from your relationships in life?
Lessons that I have learned is to probably be less directive in my thoughts, and less, I've learned to listen more and talk less.
How did you meet your partner, husband?
We met, Papa and I met at a antique shop on Doheny. I had been working out and at a club, a health club on Santa Monica, and I lived on Doheny and Sunset. And I used to stop by because Aunt Sandy worked at this antique shop. So I used to stop by there, and one day I stopped by and she wasn't there, but the owner was there and she and I were talking. And Papa came in with your Auntie Nikki, who was at that time 3 years old, because he was getting a divorce and he was looking for furniture, and his mother had sent him into this antique shop. So I had talked with him, and I said, well, I am leaving L.A., and I am moving to San Francisco. So if he said, well, my ex-wife might be interested in your apartment, and I said, well, that would be great. Then have her call me. And on Monday, he called me, and I said, well, why are you calling me? And he said, because when I went into the office, my associate said that he wanted me to meet this woman, and he gave me your name. And I said, oh, that's the craziest story. Who was that? And he said, that was Jerry Redston, who had been my insurance agent. So that's how we met. And we started, well, I went away to Europe by myself, and he picked me up at the airport, and then we started to see each other, and then we got married.
Is it important to you to pass on your religious, spiritual beliefs to your children?
Yes, it is important, because I feel like Judaism has brought me a lot of gifts and beliefs in spiritual knowledge that I would not have had. I could have been born a lot of religions, and I think I might have found different aspects of those religions, but I was born a Jew, and I'm proud to be. And I feel like it is a wonderful religious experience for me to have.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything else you would like to share?
I don't think so. I think I've shared, but I do have to think about that one question.
Oh, yeah.
Which one was it? What advice would you... No.
guys doing?
Oh.